Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming your way once again this morning, and I believe you are doing very well. I believe everything is fine with you. Well, today I'm sharing some beautiful things with you from the scriptures, and I've titled it God at Work. And I want us to read from Philippians chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 12. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure." Let me read it once again. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed," just Paul talking, it says, "as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Some people read this and thought that he was talking about the salvation of the Spirit, or making sure you are born again. You can't make sure you are born again. I mean, when it comes to born again, it's Jesus Christ who takes care of it. You see, nobody can get you born again apart from Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. Hallelujah. He was not talking about the salvation that we all know. He was talking about another kind of salvation, which is the salvation of the soul. There's something called the solical salvation. It's when a man becomes born again, his soul must be saved over time. He must be helped to grow in the Lord. He must be helped to increase in the Lord with the right knowledge of God's word to increase. That's what he's talking about. And the more he increases in God, the more he's saved. Hallelujah. The more his soul is saved. So our spirits are saved. Our souls are being saved. Our bodies will be saved in the future. I think I've spoken about it in times past before. So he was talking about the solical salvation. He says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." And he says, "For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his own good pleasure." Now, the Amplified says it in a very, very nice way, which I want you to see. It says, "Therefore, my dear ones, as you have always obeyed my suggestions, so now, not only with the enthusiasm you will show in my presence, but much more, because I am not absent, work out, cultivate, carry out to the goal, and fully complete your own salvation with reverence and awe and trembling, self-distrust, with serious caution, tenderness of conscience, watchfulness against temptation, seemingly shrinking from whatever might offend God, and discredit the name of Christ." And it says, "not in your own strength." Now, this is what I want you to say. It says, "not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire, both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight." So, God is in you and God is at work in you. To do what? He says, he's effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power, the ability, and the desire, both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. You see, so God is at work within you, both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. So, I mean, there's no way you can obey God in your own strength. Grace means God at work. Grace means what you don't deserve, God gives to you. The good that you don't deserve, God gives to you. Mercy means the bad that you deserve doesn't come to you. God is the God of grace and mercy, you see, and he's working in you to help you to carry to the goal. You see, if you read in verse 14 once again, it says, "You always obey not only in my presence, but also in my absence." You see, then it says, "Work out, cultivate, carry out to the goal, and fully complete your own salvation with reverence and awe and trembling, self-distrust, with serious caution, tenderness of conscience, watchfulness against temptation, timidly shrinking from whatever might offend God, and discredit the name of Christ." And it says, not in your own strength, because you can't do it in your own strength. You can't obey God's word in your own strength. God is working in you. Just count on God's working in you. Say to God, "Thank you that you're working in me. Thank you that you're working in me to help me, to create the energy." You see, it is God that's at work in you all the while, effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire. So maybe you don't even desire to even obey God. You don't desire to do the work of God. You don't desire to do what God wants you to do. Count on his presence in you. Tell him, "God, I thank you because you are in me. Thank you that you are helping me. Thank you that I can do all things because you are strengthening me from within." Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can obey you. I can go and do what you want me to do. I can preach the gospel. You see, I can live the life of faith, all because you are there, all because you are helping me." And the more you count on God's power and God's ability in you, the more energy you receive to do what God wants you to do. That's what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. I want you to go to Romans chapter 11. Let's read this and then we'll close. Romans chapter 11, I'm reading verse 36. It says, "For of him," he was talking about God, "it is of God and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever." Everything comes from God. Everything is from God. So he says, "For of God," or "for of him." That means he is the source. Everything comes out of him and everything goes through him. You see, so the will of God comes from God and it goes through you, but actually it's going through God because God is working in you. Don't think that God is sitting somewhere not doing anything, waiting to see you do what he wants you to do. He gives the instructions and he helps you from within to do the instructions that he wants you to do. So count on the grace of God. Count on the power of God inside you. And live your life from that place. Because of God, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is at work in you. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living in His presence. Bye-bye.